Seattle's fall election is getting closer. Maybe you've noticed campaign yard signs sprouting up in people's yards. Well, some of those yard signs will get stolen. That's illegal. KUOW's Joshua McNichols has more.
Loris Bittners lives in a fancy neighborhood on North Capitol Hill. It's not exactly ground zero for the debate on rent control. Here's how Bittners jokingly describes his neighborhood.
We are a bastion of white affluence.
But Bittners was at this fundraiser thrown by a friend, and Shama Sawant was there. Bittners decided he liked her, so he put one of her campaign signs up in front of his house. It lasted less than a week.
To my chagrin, I found the sign missing and the little metal ladder that supports it thrown into my bushes.
Seattle police say that kind of crime has been uncommon so far in this election. But it is a crime, says SPD spokesperson Lauren Lovenhill.
Stealing somebody's sign would be a theft. And if the sign is worth under $750, it would be a misdemeanor. And then defacing it, graffitiing it, something like that would be property destruction and also a misdemeanor.
Sign theft is an old problem for political campaigns. But the thieves rarely get caught because they seldom leave evidence. But Loris Bittners has a plan. He replaced his sign, but this time he put a post-it note on top. It says, "Smile, you're on surveillance cam." There's a GoPro camera sitting in his front window.
So far, the sign is still here.
If he catches someone, he has a few options. He can call 911 to report a theft in progress. If he catches the theft later, he can file a report online or phone it in to the non-emergency police number. Lauren Lovenhill of the SPD says each precinct reviews its police reports, looking for patterns. Patterns influence how the police allocate resources. And yes, she says they welcome surveillance tape. Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.